Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and I mean that sincerely. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to or watching or what have you. You've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it. Look, head up to the website so you're not just listening and watching. Get involved, get engaged, be part of, and I mean that sincerely, be part of it. Hopefully, you're bringing some information so you don't have to worry anymore, so you don't have to worry about, you know, some of the information that you're getting that's not true. And check the stuff I send you. Or check the stuff I talk about. I don't always hit the mark. I get it wrong sometimes. Not as much as the government, but I get it wrong also. I will say one thing, though. You can trust me more than mainstream media. You can trust me more than CNN or MSNBC, ABC, DFG, whatever it is you're listening to. Definitely more than CNN. That one I can... That's an easy one. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay, so, you know, it's gotten to the point now where, and when I first started the show, I would never, ever, ever allow somebody to say, you know, that you would take Democrat or left or what have you and immediately equate it with a sickness. But I'm getting to the point where that's so true. Because look at what the Democrats did. Forget about how they tore apart Trump, and now they're saying, you know, if you really want to do some investigation, let's investigate the 2016 and presidential election. You find out that President Trump cheated also, or really wasn't president, really lost. Okay, whatever. I mean, think about it. They cheated then too, and they still lost, right? But nothing. They got on President Trump because of how many appointees that he pulled up or that he put forward that had absolutely no information or experience in the areas. You know, like Hunter Biden, you know, about running oil companies, whatever. Had no experience in those areas. You know, they made fun of his pick for the Postal Service person, director, because he had no experience, you know, with the postal stuff or in that world. He was just a logistics expert, God forbid. We wouldn't do that now. But all that besides the point. So what's he do? Biden puts up Pete Buttigieg as the new transportation director, right? And what experience? This guy ran for president after being made, you know, mayor of a small town, a small city that he left in shambles. If you think about what the Democrats see as success, every person they love, every person they want to put up on a pedestal, they're like locusts. They leave nothing, everything they leave behind, they leave it devastated. Look at Los Angeles already. What's going on with their new DA? We're going to talk about that a little later on. They devastate everything they touch with their processes, what they believe works. They come up with the lamest excuses as to why, you know, tougher laws don't work. Wow. Yeah, it's just amazing to me. And then you've got them in your face over so many things right now. I have friends of mine that I really, really are upset with from a standpoint of they talk about being numbers people. They talk about going by the facts, going by the science. And at this point now, I believe it's only a catchphrase. I do not believe that these people actually go by science. It's impossible. Seasonal flu deaths. What do you see in every place? How the beds are full, we're down to 0% capacity or 100% capacity, we're down to... I told you, my little area, and we have them all over the place. But in my little area, the major hospital has 60 beds. If they've upped it, let's just even say they have 100 to 150 beds. But I think the count last I checked was at 60. And they, you know, we're at 6%, we only have 6% capacity left. We're in a town of 300,000. If we only have 6% capacity in a town of 300,000 with 60 beds, come on, let's have a reality check here. Maybe we should have 300 beds. Maybe that's what we should be doing. And then when you say we're down to 6% capacity, you know, only 6, then that means something. But it doesn't now. It's almost like the word racist that they've been throwing around. It doesn't have much of a meaning anymore either, because they use it for everything. But again, I mean, think about the numbers. Think about the way we have the seasonal flu. This is so ridiculous. Nobody's died of the seasonal flu. How does that happen? Where has that cure been all this time? If we had the cure, why didn't we use it? No, come on, think about it. Corona deaths are skyrocketing. Because there's no death from anything else. Think about it. And car crashes, cancer, the general health, general diseases, they're down like 90%. But this vax is going to save you. Don't forget to get vaccinated because it's going to save you. Well, kind of. You still have to wear a mask. You still have to stay at home. You still need to stay away from family members, but you got to get that vax because it's going to save you. I can't stand it. No, really, seriously. It's just amazing. I can't substantiate any of these stories. You know, I've gotten emails. I've had people leave me messages about, you know, they either work at a hospital, they work for a medical company or what have you, where they're being put down. Some people are being put down as they died from coronavirus when they really didn't. Same thing with the corona test, the virus test. You're seeing people marked as positive. Sometimes the same person gets four tests, and three of the tests are positive. They get marked three times as positive. So you can't believe the government. Sorry, people. This is news to you, right? Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is the Real Title of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're... Hey, where am I? Appreciate the time that you're with us, whether on the air, you know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And you really do need to be part of the conversation. I mean that sincerely. Because there's so much going on, and you really need to know what's happening so you can get involved, so you can get engaged, so you can... so you can at least feel, right, like you're part of the team. Not that you aren't. You know, but somebody say you don't want to call in, you don't want to do this show, that's fine. Listen in, get information, ask questions. There's a million ways to ask questions. It's all good, as they say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5560. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. That works too. You know, I go for some of the craziest stories out there, and I know some of you don't believe. You don't believe they're happening the way they are, but I don't know any way to put them out there. You know, I was talking earlier about Feinstein, whatever. And, I mean, about the schools being canceled, names being canceled and changed. The changing the Feinstein School. They're going to rename the elementary school. I don't know what she did wrong. The school district there has decided to rename 44 different schools total. God. I just think this is hilarious. The Dianne Feinstein Elementary School is one of 44 schools that will be renamed because the district deemed their namesakes inappropriate. Feinstein's cancelable offense was raising a Confederate flag in front of San Francisco City Hall while serving as mayor in 1984. So think about what these self-righteous pieces of work are doing. You make one mistake. Wouldn't you love to grab the names of all those people on that school board? And let's go look at their past. Let's look at the off-color stuff they did. Will they resign if we find something on them? I'd love to know. Because they probably wouldn't. The district decided to reevaluate the school names following a summer of racial justice protests. It plans to rename the schools whose namesakes owned slaves, perpetuated human rights abuses, or oppressed minorities. Oppressed minorities or women and or the LGBTQ community. 1984, a copy of Workers' Vanguard reported that Dixie Feinstein raised a Confederate flag over the San Francisco Civic Center and replaced the flag after a racial justice protester tore it down. School's named after inventor Thomas Edison, President George Washington, Herbert Hoover, Abraham Lincoln will also be renamed. Right? Now, Lincoln, even though he emancipated the slaves, he didn't demonstrate that black lives mattered to him. How? He was willing to put this nation at war? You know, I don't... This comes from our education system, people. You've allowed this to happen. We've allowed this to happen. You've allowed our education system to take a far-left approach to teaching our kids what's right and wrong. When you come home, you should be talking to these kids about these things. And don't be afraid to say to your children, your teacher is incorrect. I know you love your teacher. I know you really want to trust you, but you can't trust your teacher in this area because he or she is wrong. And we don't do that. How many of you actually sit down and read what your kids read during the day? Ask them what they learned in history or whatever, math or science. And it's a little tougher in those classes, but history especially. What do you read in English? What's the book about? Have we stopped doing that? You know, God bless my mother. She you know, for a while was a single mom. And she worked. And she'd come home and cook. My grandmother lived there too for a while with us for a while, so she cooked as well. But there wasn't a shortage of people asking me what happened in school that day. Well, mostly because I would get in trouble. But other than that, they still wanted to know what I was learning. And the short time I went to a Catholic school, it's the same thing. They wanted to know what I was learning. What was up. And part of it was so they could learn. My grandmother, she was an immigrant. A legal immigrant here from Italy. And she learned through me. I didn't know at the time. I know it now. Last week, a Virginia school district decided to rename schools named after President Thomas Jefferson. And founding father George Mason as necessary as part of our equity work. This is what the Democrat Party has in store for you. The party of non-responsibility, renaming these things. They're going to get rid of every little thing that might bother somebody in some way. Oh, except if you're on the right. If it bothers you on the right, too bad. Deal with it. Right? Now, they're even pushing, you ready for this one? To have the Jefferson Memorial renamed and the Washington Monument renamed. They're lunatics. You're not going to, by taking down the monuments and stuff, you're not going to take away the fact that these men and some women founded this country. They didn't all want slaves. Why don't you read the letters they wrote to each other? And you're so smart, you're so educated, you're so above it all. What you don't understand is if they let their slaves just go and roam free, they would have been picked up. They would have been put back in slavery. And God only knows how they would have been treated. And before you get throwing stuff at me, especially my Christian friends, remember, there were slaves in the Bible. But you had to treat them like family. Because a slave had a different meaning to a big degree. Unless you were, you know, unless you were a Hebrew under the Egyptians. Then you were a worthless piece of cattle. Schools named after inventor Thomas Edison, President George Washington, Herbert Hoover, Abraham Lincoln. You hear that list? What did these guys do? And we're seeing this happen across the country, not just with renaming of schools and such, but they're even looking at you know, taking books out, classic books out, literature that has a lesson and a meaning to it. Because it has words in it that are bad. As an Italian, or somebody of Italian descent, are we going to go through and get rid of every reference to Dago or WAP? Oh, come on, really, seriously. Right? Greaseball? These were all things I grew up hearing, either being called or hearing other Italians being called. Those are terrible. So if the storybooks with that in it, can we get rid of it? I'm just asking. Put down your rocks. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing his calls for a special counsel to investigate the overseas business dealings of Hunter Biden, son of President-elect Joe Biden. Hunter is currently under investigation for tax issues, and more questions are being raised about his involvement with business interests in China and the Ukraine. The chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee tells Fox News that he'll continue to call for the special counsel to make sure this issue doesn't get buried.
We're not going to sweep this under the rug. My big fear is that the media could give a damn about this investigation, and Democrats would gladly sweep it under the rug if they could. They never brought Horowitz before the House Judiciary Committee. They never spent 15 minutes looking at the abuses in Crossfire Hurricane. I'm convinced that the only avenue available is either a special counsel or a Republican Senate to get to the bottom of this.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the process. You have to be. It's the only way we're going to win. You've got to be engaged and involved. Look, don't feel like it's over. Don't feel like that. You know, we don't have a chance, that Trump doesn't have a chance. There's still options available. And none of us is smart enough to know what all those options are. And it's taking, you know, that whole thing, true, is taking some of our eyes off of what's going on worldwide. I'd love to know what's going on in North Korea. We'll have to have the general back on to discuss. I know that the Senate right now is still having hearings, or having hearings. And, you know, when you look about the Russian disinformation or information, whatever you want to call it, it's disinformation. We already know this. Even though, and I've been talking about this for years, this is why the word Democrat now equals hoax every time. You don't know what to believe or what not to believe. What they're telling the truth on, what they aren't, what's partial truth. Spun just enough to make them look good. In a recent hearing, Senate hearing, it exploded as a Republican senator finally lays into the Democrats and says, look, you've been lying. You guys have been lying about this. We found out all this stuff wasn't true from the sources, and you're still lying about it. And the Democrat refuses to give up. No, it's not a good trait for some of you thinking, well, that's a good trait, stubborn. No, it's not. Not on a lie. On a lie, you need to know to stop. They don't even say, well, whatever. Take a listen.
By the aisle, senior Democrat leaders, including Ranking Member Peters, you know, were involved in a process of creating a false intelligence product that was supposedly classified. They leaked to the media that accused Senator Grassley, the President Pro Tem of the Senate, and myself of accepting and disseminating Russian disinformation from Andrei Dirkosh. I'd never heard of the person until they brought it up. Senator Peters introduced that false information, Russian disinformation, into our investigation record. 50 people associated with the intelligence community, after our Hunter Biden investigation and the revelations of the Hunter Biden computer said, oh, this is, you know, this is Russian disinformation. Now we find out that's a real investigation by the Justice Department. So it's just galling, and I just have to point out that the purveyors of Russian disinformation, Hillary Clinton's campaign, the DNC, the Steele dossier, the ranking member Peters accusing Senator Grassley and I of disseminating Russian disinformation, that...
It's perfect, isn't it? You they know all this stuff to be true. They're not stupid. The Dems aren't stupid people. They're brazen, right? But they know exactly what's going on. They know exactly what needs to be done. And I think it's great. I think it's about time people start calling them out. It's time these But it's about time that these Republicans stepped up and did their job. It's getting really, again, it's getting...
Spreaker has all the tools you need to...
It's getting really old. As Zoe was saying earlier, which is true, it's getting really old because they don't tell the truth. You know, they think it's okay for them to lie. Here, listen. Let's take a listen and finish this up.
Russian disinformation, that's where the disinformation is coming. That's where the false information, the lies, the false allegations. I can't sit by here and listen to this and say that this is not disinformation, this hearing today. This is getting information we have to take a look at to restore confidence in our election integrity. We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and providing an explanation and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward. Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information. Well, one, I had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly. Repeatedly in the press that I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
You talked about Russian disinformation.
Rabbit holes.
Senator Paul.
This is simply not what we're dealing with.
Paul.
But, Mr. Chairman, you can't make
Judge
all Starr. Allegations. And then dropping it there. That is why this needs to return back
Judge
to its
Starr,
Senator
Paul.
Partisan things. This is terrible what you're doing to this committee and all the great work that you talked about.
It is what you have done to this committee.
It is not
falsely
the case.
Accusing the chairman of spreading disinformation. Nothing could have been further from the truth, and you're spouting it again, which is why I had to
come on.
Senator Paul.
Mr. Chair.
See, this is the stuff I love. Right? This is what they should have been doing. This is what they should keep doing. Call out the lies. Call them out. And notice that the other senator didn't say, no, I didn't spread, lies. And No. He just kept coming back at the Republican senator as if, you're not telling the truth. You're not doing this. You're accusing me of something. None of it. And they know it's not true anymore. They know for sure. From the FBI, from the Department of Justice that they controlled forever, they know truly what the truth is. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always appreciated the time you appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation solution. Some more good news right now. The Orange County Sheriff in California, told by a judge, he had to empty out the jails by 50%, period. And he was like, not going to happen. My kind of guy. Not a lot of words, right to the point, ain't going to happen. Sheriff Don Barnes in Orange County, California. He's fighting back after a Superior Court judge ordered the release of almost 2,000 dangerous inmates over concerns about COVID. I love that. That's just great. Anyway, nearly 200 of the medically vulnerable inmates ordered to be released are murderers and child molesters. In April, the anti-American ACLU sued to protect the medically vulnerable inmates. Just amazing. At the Orange County Jail. Look, you murdered somebody. I'm supposed to worry about your life. Sorry, but it is what it is. Sheriff Barnes said he would immediately be appealing the judge's orders to the appellate court, calling the inmates a significant threat to the public. I have no intention of doing that, of releasing any individuals back into the community, especially the ones I think pose a real serious threat. We've released 1,400 inmates to date since March for low-level offenders. The only inmates remaining now are serious offenders. It's just amazing. So the sheriffs who know their job, know what they're doing, know how to handle this kind of stuff, are being told by judges who don't know how to handle jails, who haven't been involved in that, what to do and how to do. And it's great to have judges, sheriffs, to have guts enough to push back at a judge and say, no, not going to do it. Right? We've got more and more people, too, pushing to get information on the FOIA to make sure they have the information they need to call out the illegitimate votes that have come down to, come down to some of these major states. Right? Now, breaking just a little while ago, according to the Gateway Pundit. See, and this is great. Finally, some of these judges are pushing back, and I think it's wonderful. Alabama Senator-elect Tuberville suggests he may back an effort to challenge the Electoral College vote on the fraudulent election. Now, some are saying, well, isn't that rich? He's been elected. Is his fraudulent, too? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Following the remarks by Brooks on contesting the fraudulent election, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell warned GOP members not to object to the stolen election. Mitch said it would force Republicans to vote against the move, and that would look anti-Trump. Why would it force Republicans to vote against the move? If you believe, it doesn't matter who's been elected, if you believe the votes have been stolen, if you believe the fraudulent votes have been cast at a major level, Why wouldn't you challenge the election? Mitch McConnell's got no spine. He's been supported by Trump in many ways. Still, he's got no spine. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Couple of nitwits.
We were talking about the weasel known as McConnell. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5567. You can email Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Mitch McConnell congratulated Joe Biden as president-elect this year. Okay? And the, I mean, everybody else, the majority of people, not just in the party, you've got almost, 30 or 35% of non-Republicans even feel like the election wasn't clean. And then Mitch McConnell, who's supposed to be your party rep. But I don't understand how we keep electing these people back into those positions. I understand that their state elects them as their representative. I got that. We have no say over that. That's up to those people to do. But why do our people as a whole, take in Mitch McConnell, who's been squishy with Trump, and put him back in the same position? Why? And Kevin McCarthy, not that I have anything in specific, but is he doing his job? Is he getting behind Trump the way he should? Is he getting behind the party the way he should? You know, a lot of people have said to me, I just don't believe that Trump represents your party. Well, then you just don't believe. Trump has changed the party and changed the party for the better. Look, for all intents and purposes, stop listening to people who call him racist. All right? And the hater and the rest of that, because it's not true. They are pounding on, just like they're doing in Georgia right now. So right now, you got Stacey Abrams out there and a few others. They're talking about how they've got record number of people asking for absentee that have signed up for absentee and or mail-in ballots. That the majority of them are very young kids. Right? Because they're going to walk into mommy and daddy and go, hey, what do I sign again? What do I do here? But I don't believe they have the numbers that they say they have. I believe they're making it look, making it sound like there's no reason for us to come out and vote. Some of you low IQ Republican voters, forgive me, but it's true. Sharpen up your IQ and go out and vote and make sure it counts. Do whatever you have to do to make sure your vote counts. That's the only way we're going to win this thing. Otherwise, we're going to get kicked to the curb. And if they get total control, if they have the presidency, Congress, and the Senate, this country won't look the same in a relatively short period of time. Look at the state of California. You've got a governor here that doesn't listen to the legislator, votes by executive order, legislates and dictates by executive order. Got you locked in your houses, and even when a judge tells him he has to open restaurants or do something, he kind of thumbs his nose to him. So if you want total Democrat rule, and by the way, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. Can you stop sending me emails? God bless. You know, that talk about us being a democracy, we're not. Senator-elect Tommy Tuberville out of Alabama, a Republican, indicated in the video that surfaced that he thinks that the Senate should support a challenge to the results of the Electoral College. Tuberville suggested he would back a challenge. Representative Mo Brooks, also out of Alabama, has vowed to bring against the vote. If a senator joins Brooks, it would require the House and the Senate to debate and then vote on the issue, which is exactly what they should do. They need to do it in public so people can see what's going on. Right? I mean, seriously. People will be watching C-SPAN for the first time. Their ratings will spike to the point where you won't be able to, you might not be able to tune in because you'll have so much going on. You see what's coming. You've been reading about it in the House. We're going to have to do it in the Senate, he said. Liberal activist Loreen Windsor at a rally for Senator Kelly Loeffler out of Georgia and Dave Perdue out of Georgia. They're all there screaming, you know, that the Republicans are screaming about much to do about nothing. Yes, the fire coming towards you won't be very warm for long anyhow. Not anything to worry about. These are the same people that told us ISIS was nothing to worry about. Remember, they were the JV team. And how many tens of thousands of people did they kill? Ask it for a friend. Right? I mean, think about it. It's terrible. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. You know this whole unity thing you're hearing? Well, the unity lie that you're hearing about coming out of the Biden campaign? One of Biden's top staffers, he calls Republicans a bunch of blankers. Yeah, effers. How's that? Incoming Biden administration's deputy chief of staff, Jen O'Malley, well, she looks like a peach. Right? Calling for the unity of the nation while calling Republicans effers. Isn't that cool? That's really cool. Yeah. That's wonderful. It's like telling your wife you love her as you're beating her up. Yeah, you know, I use these graphic analysis because I want you to get how bad it is. And then we Republicans, at times we take it like a battered woman. It's crazy. And then the big tech tyrants, what are they doing? They're tightening their grip as well. And you know that the Democrats will do absolutely nothing about them. Why? Because they help them out. I mean, this is really nuts. An interview with Glamour magazine, the incoming Biden administration's deputy chief of staff, Jen O'Malley. She addressed the need for unity in the nation, calling Republicans a bunch of effers. Megyn Kelly blasted Dylan on Twitter, mocking her, saying, "Unite, you effers? Really?" See, they're a little off between the ears. That's why they say these things. Dylan spoke about passion and belief in values, saying that those are the things that drive her to work. They drive her parents, she said. They were teachers. One thing they taught her was that it was important to be part of your community and to find ways to give back. No. See, they don't really mean that. What they mean is it's important to make sure your community is taken care of with money you take from other people. She brought these lessons with her to the community organizer where she worked. Oh, there's that word. There's that phrase. Figuring out what others cared about and what mattered to them. Dylan said this showed her that you couldn't be successful in politics if you didn't understand what another person needed. You mean like Hillary Clinton? Like Joey B? Joey B was not successful. Is not successful. 47 years of pretty much zero accomplishments. If you didn't understand what a community needed, you had to be open to listening. She went on to talk about the political polarization in America. She noted the challenges. She said that compromise is a good thing. Really? Your party doesn't believe in compromise. What exactly did Nancy Pelosi bring to the floor where she actually sat with Republicans to work a compromise through? Dylan said, "I believe it so much that I've got to work to find a path that we can both go down together. That feels to me like a heart of relationships and love and success across the board with those Republican efforts." No, I put that in there since she uses it so often. Right? But this only applies to people she actually agrees with. Well, she said that, compromise is what we need. She also said Joe Biden's attempts at compromise were mocked and they shouldn't have been, even though Republicans are a bunch of effers, and Mitch McConnell is just disgusting. She and Biden, she said, are all about compromise. And she said Biden's looking, no, he's not. No, they're not. Sounds good. It all sounds good. None of it's true, though. And they're right. Together we are stronger, but we're not. We have lost the ability to come together in agreement as we did in the 70s and 80s, 60s, whatever. We're not there anymore. And the reason is that the ideology is so strong. People so strongly hold on to the fact that, when you're a Democrat, and we've said it a million times, the Democrat is another denomination of religion. They see it as the right way, the only way. If you stray from that, you've strayed from the church. They were getting nervous with all the walk away movement from, away from the left. This woman blamed Republicans for their unwillingness to work to obtain bipartisan a deal. That's how Democrats do it. They write the 10 bullet points. Their idea of compromise is you come along board with them. Because elections have consequences. Remember, we heard that all the time when Barack Obama got elected. It's like a relationship, Dylan said. You can't do politics alone if the other person's not willing to do the work. It becomes really hard. From her new White House post, Dylan intends to break down the overhang of negative, polarized electorate that politics has created. How? How do you do that? By calling somebody nasty names. This is why I said to you, it's a sickness. Show with senior host, this is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. God bless if you're leaving us. Have a great rest of the day. Be safe. If not, and you're coming back, I got a lot more to say the next hour. Don't go far.